Hello, welcome to the Thursday, April 23rd, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. There was quite a bit of press this week about an individual who was detained by the FBI after tweeting about him exploring or at least considering airplane network security issues while in flight. Now, first of all, penetration tests need to be authorized, of course, and secondly, it's probably not the best idea to test an airplane's security while in flight with 100 or more other passengers. In class, I always know that if you try to pass the time in flight by playing with your security tools, make sure the Wi-Fi interface is turned off and you're only passing traffic between virtual machines on the same host. The FBI now issued an alert asking travelers and crew to watch out for any suspect individuals. I'm not sure how to spot a hacker in a plane, but if you are traveling, please make sure not to run any exploits against the plane's network. Now, the potential impact of such activity is somewhat controversial. Authorized penetration tests have been performed on in-flight networks with mixed results. Now, these tests have been done on the ground, either with the actual equipment or by getting sort of an in-flight network and setting it up in a lab. Now, how many of the recommendations that came out of these tests were actually implemented is not really clear. Online shopping cart software Magneto, which is distributed by eBay and apparently used by 200,000 plus different e-commerce sites, does have a severe vulnerability that can be used to execute arbitrary code on the server the software is running on. While the software is distributed by eBay, I don't think it's used at any part of eBay's website, so I don't think this vulnerability does apply to eBay.com. A patch actually has already been released in February, but with the disclosure by Checkpoint today, you better make sure that you're up to date. Exploitation isn't straightforward, but with the code published by Checkpoint, it should be rather simple now to take advantage of a set of vulnerabilities that are actually leading to code execution here. And that's really where things get a little bit more tricky. The root cause, I think, here is really sort of a SQL injection vulnerability that can then be used together with local and remote file includes to then lead to code execution. So it's not sort of a direct code execution. It does require a couple of exploits to work together to actually make this happen. And Microsoft recently announced its new Project Spartan web browser, and one of the selling points of the more nimble and faster browser has been security, since Internet Explorer had somewhat a mixed history here. To help shore up security of the browser, Microsoft now revealed a limited time bug bounty. For the next 2 months, Microsoft will pay up to $15,000 to researchers who will find vulnerabilities in the browser. The bounty expires on June 22nd. Now, $15,000, that's for a complete sandbox escape and remote code execution, but you will get some money for other bugs that are security related, just not the full amount of $15,000. And French researchers developed an interesting exploit against Android that they appropriately call touchjacking, in a spin on clickjacking, an attack that we have seen abused many times in web applications, in particular because it's such a simple attack. In clickjacking, a transparent iframe is used to trick the user into clicking on content that the user doesn't actually see. So the user thinks they're clicking on something else, but they're actually clicking on, for example, the like button in Facebook or whatever the attacker wants you to click on because it is in this transparent iframe. Now, the similarity in this case is that in Android, an application as you install it does display a dialogue that asks for certain permissions. In this case, the attacker overlays that dialogue with a different dialogue that then claims to offer different permissions. So that's again how the user is tricked into clicking on things they don't see. The original article is in French, so it's a little bit hard to parse, even with Google Translate, but Google Translate should help you. And they also published a YouTube video that demonstrates the exploit. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.